Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Ann Hirsch.
Saddened by the fact that this is the last part of the segment that we're going to be doing, because I could have done a marathon today. This was terrific.
She's on fire, Ann.
Well, it was
today.
Good, but we had, you know, it's, and I shouldn't say we, it's always. Christina does get tremendous guests. Not only are they knowledgeable, they're personable. You can have a knowledgeable person that can't converse and put it, and that's tough to deal with, and vice versa. You can have a very gregarious person that doesn't know what they're talking about. Christina makes sure every week it's the perfect mix, and it works for the host and the co-host.
Well, it's a great team. You know, it is. You know, I am fortunate to being working at Project Independence. You know, we come into contact with a lot of agencies. Plus, I get calls. You know, from the committee, the radio show committee. John constantly comes with. So it's a great team effort, and I mean, I think it's a wonderful show, and the support here at LA Post. It's a great team, and everyone should be so lucky.
The audience cannot see the amount of paper that is strewed all over this table, which I just need everyone to know how much preparation and thought is going into each one of these programs.
Absolutely.
To give you the richest kind of communication and knowing what's going on. I have such a good feeling about doing a show such as this one. It really is rich in many different ways.
And that's what we want to remind people, too, is that, you know, we're always looking for, you know, people who want to volunteer and be a co-host or just be, you know, part of the committee in some way. And you know, you don't have to have had some radio career history or, you know, be in entertainment to do this. You just want...
You don't have to be good looking either.
No, everyone must be good looking.
You two are ladies of beauties. That's a different story.
But, you know, you just need to, you know, want to learn and ask good questions. And, you know, I give everyone material so you don't come in here, you know, not knowing what's going on. And it's a very loving, easy, conversational environment. So there's no pressure environment.
No, and I can tell you that when I first saw the notice in the Pioneer that they were looking for volunteers, I said, well, I'll probably be sitting in a corner someplace stuffing envelopes and putting stamps on things, never, ever dreaming that I would not only be asked, you know, if we could interview you, but then to be asked, would you co-host? And this is like mind-boggling.
You'd be
to
chilling
me.
With Petey Arrow.
Yeah, I mean, whoa.
Right? Who knew?
Never in a million years. So I am telling you, this has been probably one of the greatest things in my life.
Good.
And that's what we do this show
for. Taking me to another level.
No, well, that's, you know, that makes me happy as someone that loves this show so much and Project Independence in general. And that's why we're here, to get the word out and to learn about all the really the wonderful things, because there's so many wonderful things going on around here.
I'm just going to bring up one.
Yes.
Because recently, people are decorating their house for Christmas. And I have a reindeer on a stocking that plays something, and my grandkids like it. But it's basically, it needs batteries, which is fine. And I went to replace the batteries, and I should be more conscious. And it was four, whatever they were. And I went to throw them in the garbage. And my wife stopped me. She goes, you recycle them. And it's, there is actually something in reference to that in the town, but it's so important to pay attention.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't pay attention, and the garbage bin aren't going to stop because then it's going to be mixed in with the garbage. But I think it's mercury or whatever it is.
Yes, because certain batteries contain mercury, so you can't throw it out. You know, certain batteries you actually are able to nowadays like throw in the garbage. But it's there's certain that actually just, you know, that have mercury. So the town North Hempstead is having an initiative where they're encouraging residents of this free recycling programs for thermostats and rechargeable batteries. It's, you know, obviously you could do this at these stop program events, so there'll be more of those too. But as of December 2011, it has been against the law for New Yorkers to knowingly dispose of rechargeable batteries in their garbage. It's a Call to Recycle. It's a nonprofit manufacturing arm of the battery manufacturing industry. It's a free take-back program for rechargeable batteries. Alkaline batteries, which are the common ones, you know, that you will use, those can still be disposed in the garbage.
Okay.
So just that's the difference, or, you know, but a lot of time, I mean, there's so many different types of batteries. So it's, you can call 311 and we can tell you what is, you know, able to be recycled and what's not.
And we have to be more conscious of that.
Yeah,
we really do,
absolutely. Cause... And these kiosks can be found. It's called Call to the Number 2, Recycle, at Lowe's, at Home Depot, too. And you just can discard them, you know, no charge, you know, if you're, you know, there's certainly, and there's a bunch of different drop-off locations. You can call 311. We can get you the whole list for that. But that's definitely important because I know in my house, there's everything, you know, especially this time of year. There's batteries everywhere operating.
Are you finished
all
decorating
kinds of
it?
Things. I haven't done my tree yet, but I did the rest of the decor. And I mean, we never really stop. Somehow we just keep, we think we're done. And then I was like, we need garland here, you know. So it's very festive, the Lou House, this time of year. But yeah, so if you have any questions about that, please call 311 and we can get you set up for that. And I just also wanted to give a little sidebar. You know, Project Independence is celebrating its 10 years, mm-hmm. Which has been quite an exciting time. And I want everyone to keep an eye out. We just finished the Pioneer Newsletter, which is a celebration issue. So there'll be a timeline of all of our events and just wonderful articles about the great work that Project Independence does. So I want everyone to please check that out and to thank you to everyone. You know, obviously the town of North Hempstead's support and all the people in our advisory committees and in all of our programs, it really makes it, you know, a super special program to be a part of. So kudos to PS.
When you think 10 years, I mean, I wasn't there from the beginning. But what has accomplished?
Yeah.
What has been accomplished?
And that's why
me.
It's funny. I love that I was able to work on the Pioneer and you know, do this timeline of things because you really, you know, you forget. You're so caught up in the hustle and bustle of things. And then you really see in the 10 years these humongous milestones that have taken place. I mean, the radio show, we celebrated our 5 years. The taxi program just had its 100,000th taxi trip, which is closer to 200,000 rides, which is just is phenomenal.
Oh, because you're going each way.
Right, yeah, because most people do it round trip. Sure. You know, some people might just take it one way, but so it actually is probably closer to 200. And it's just when you hear that number, it's just, you know, I remember when the program first started, you know, and we would get our surveys and people would just transportation would be, you know, the issue. And it was food shopping and medical. So the fact that we were able to, through, you know, North Hempstead, through grants and tons of research to have such a successful program that gets people to their doctors and for a discounted price and then for shopping, you know, for free is wonderful. So it's a very exciting milestone and the transportation program is great.
I went to an event at the Great Neck Library and after the discussion I was talking to someone about Project Independence and they said, thank you so much for the taxi service. That was what they were connecting mm-hmm. with it. And they said, awesome.
Yeah, no, it's tremendous. I agree with you.
It is. Cause, you
especially
know,
going into this time of year, a little bit of snow eventually it might hit the ground.
Right, and even if you do drive, I mean, who wants to be involved with, I don't, you know, want to be involved in having to schlep around and park. You know, I'd rather have someone pick me up from my door and then drop me off, you know, so that's something that people can keep in mind, too, is you don't have to, you know, you could still drive and use a taxi service.
Yep.
So it's a call 311 if you have any information about that. Shari Baton, who's our mobility manager and our resident travel agent at Project Independence, will always figure something out if it's outside the realm of food shopping and medical, too. So always call 311 for any questions or 869-6311 for any of that. And also what's very exciting is, you know, we promote these Landmark on Main Street events. And yesterday, Supervisor Bosworth attended a ribbon cutting at the Landmark on Main Street to celebrate its recent renovations. The Main, which I did not know, it's been going on that they were doing this. It's really wonderful that in 1995, 59 units of affordable senior housing were created there. In addition to, I mean, there's a beautiful theater there as well that all these events are in and a community center. You know, they were 18 years ago. These renovations were planned to preserve the Landmark's historic integrity. While keeping it up to, you know, keeping it up to date as well. After all the hard work, the plan was finally done. Now it's these renovations have really improved the whole quality of the center and the housing by saving energy and all that wonderful stuff. So it's exciting for Landmark. And Landmark is providing great programs to a little segue in there. These afternoon teas they do on Wednesday, September 7th at 2 p.m. There's going to be an interactive murder mystery, which is called Agatha is Missing. So that should be a very fun event.
I put it on my calendar.
Oh, there we go. See, Anne's so great. Anne could always chime in with the events in the community. Anne is certainly not someone who is bored in North Hempstead, right?
No.
Now.
That's good.
Yes. And on Wednesday, December 21st at 2 p.m., there's going to be live music with David Gluck to celebrate the holidays, too. And there's light refreshments served at this program, too. And it's free, so go check it out. The Landmark's a beautiful facility.
But just to touch base a little bit more on Landmark, that David is going to be doing an afternoon of klezmer, jazz, and classic holidays. Mm-hmm. I mean, talk about all over the place. It sounds cool.
Yeah, it's definitely a good mix. And it's fun. And, you know, that's what I said. You know, everybody wants to get out to it. And these are all free events. So there's no reason not to go and get involved and check that out. And at Project Independence, I want to remind everyone that we still have a bunch of our social groups are still meeting. So you can call 311 to enlist in any of those. Another program that's getting a great buzz is this Brown Bag Lunch Conversations. This is going to be on Monday, December 12th. It's facilitated by one of our social workers, Audrey. You bring your lunch. You have a great conversation. It's from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. at the Rosalind Community Center. So just want to give a little plug for that.
Something very important that I did not
important
know.
Enough to happen in 30 seconds?
Well, it's involving the garbage trucks and the law that I didn't know about. I think it's worth just airing that you got to slow down.
Yep, oh, okay, perfect. Absolutely. From that point of view, I agree.
Right, it's a law now, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Perfect. So there you go.
Slow down, yeah, because accidents happen because people just don't pay attention. I want to thank everybody. A great show today. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Have a great week, everyone.